Democrat Terry Gibson was the top vote-getter in a three-way race, but McCormick said on Wednesday that Saland could still win when the absentee ballots are counted.
He's down about 1,400 votes or so, plus or minus, and there's about, well, I can see about 8,000 absentee ballots out there. So that's considerable. And, you know, I'm just hopeful that that they will break the right way for Steve Saland.
Conservative candidate Neil DiCarlo ran against Saland because the senator voted for legalization of same-sex marriage, and many of the votes for DiCarlo would have otherwise gone to Saland had the race been between just two candidates. For WAMC in the Hudson Valley, I'm Hank Gross.